In the far-off days when I was a schoolboy, there were many things about adults that I found mystifying. High on the list was their habit of dividing people, ideas, activities, and just about everything else up into good or bad, right or wrong, friend or enemy. Ours was a small school, but even so we were randomly divided into four artificial groups called houses, indicated by a coloured border around our caps. I was in Charterhouse with a green cap. We were encouraged to despise, compete with, and generally set ourselves apart from boys in the other houses, both in sports and in academics. The four groups had everything in common, except the colours on their caps. Many mysteries of adult life became clearer to me as I grew up, but not this one. It seems that the entire world is artificially divided into mutually suspicious teams, tribes, parties, gangs and sects. Sunnis and Shiites, Democrats and Republicans, Mets and Yankees, Muslims and Hindus, capitalist and communist. Whose side are you on? Our side or their side? This primitive behaviour must have begun in the Stone Age, when few people had a good grounding in logical or analytical thinking. The tribe over the next hill was different, and therefore dangerous, and therefore bad. Your own tribe was familiar, and therefore good. Time for a fight. We flatter ourselves that we have progressed since then. We have psychology, sociology, public education, and public radio. Yet our popular culture seems to be stuck in the Stone Age, obsessed with mysterious enemies and conspiracies. The Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Harry Potter, Superman, almost every video game and TV drama series, they're all about the mighty conflict between the good guys and the bad guys, the Force and the Dark Side. There is a name for this dark obsession, Manichaeism. A set of beliefs that arose, would you believe it, in Iran around the 3rd century AD. The basic doctrine of Manichaeism was that the world could only be understood as the scene of a constant struggle between good and evil forces. This philosophy was very popular and still is, although the church declared it a heresy more than 1,000 years ago. It was particularly congenial to 3rd-century Iranians, as it is to 8-year-old boys and politicians in any century. But the modern world is too complicated to be run by any of these groups. Motives are always mixed, ideologies are always confused, nothing is ever what it seems, and solutions are always incomplete. To state the obvious, politics is not a game. Let alone a video game, let alone a discredited theology from the Dark Ages. Fortunately, when I was at school, some of us kept our heads and refused to believe the nonsense about us versus them that was fed to us by our teachers. But I must say that those of us in Charterhouse were never on the dark side, while boys in the other houses were often stupid, disobedient, and even wicked. We beat them at cricket too, but Charterhouse was a special case. This is David Brochet.